Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg. My contact information is Daisy, and that's Daisey, 644478 at keen.com. My church offers daily prayer. Requests can be made at Daisy, Daisey, 81 at hotmail.com, and please put prayer in the subject line for faster service. The call-in number for this show today is 646-378-1297. Our health tip for August, brain drain. My reference is Uncommon Cures for Everyday Ailments, Bottom Line Publications, page 120. It's still very controversial, but some alternative practitioners believe that prolonged exposure to the electromagnetic field of a computer screen may be the reason you feel so drained after a day at the office. Try applying lavender essential oil to your temples and wrist. Also try regular breaks during the day, every hour or so. Our cosmic weather, Scorpio moon forms a trine to Mercury. Good time to communicate. Venus trine Jupiter, good time for relationships. Also, this represents a lucky sign. So you could be lucky winning something or getting something, so it's a good time. The moon moves into Sagittarius, and Saturn is still affecting all of us, depending on degrees in our personal charts. But it is giving us anxious feelings. So we still have that to deal with. Mercury's gone direct, thank God, but there were a lot of dark placements there for a while. Okay, our topic today is be yourself. And what I mean by be yourself and what I'm referring to is your real self, not what life experiences created in you, like survival mode, barriers of untrust, anger, issues. Your real self is created by God. In the book of Jeremiah, God states that he knew us before we were ever formed in our mother's womb. You can find that at Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. He knew us before we were formed. Life doesn't always happen the way we plan it. Things happen unexpectedly, like family members injuring us, vehicles breaking down, people making promises and then disappointing us. The Bible does not promise that we will never face these issues. God does promise, though, that he has a plan for our life. This is also found in Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 11. And that plan for us is good. So let's talk about how God envisions us. We analyze ourselves by appearances and actions. God looks at the heart or spiritual side. Heart can mean the spirit in metaphysics. 1 Samuel 16, verse 7 says, "For the Lord sees not as man sees. For man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." God looks at your spirit. If you're a born-again Christian believer, God's grace covers us. With renewing our minds, we are transformed, not by trying to make it happen ourselves, by self-effort or performance, but by grace, and the way we think creates the way we act and attracts to us. Thoughts are energy. If you think lowly of yourself, you will attract others to treat you that way. Hatred is a strong force in our world today. Proverbs 16:9 says, "A man's heart devises his ways." Proverbs 15:18 says, "A wrathful or angry man stirs up strife. But he who is slow to anger appeases strife." The Spirit of the Lord spoke to my spirit before this show that strife needs to stop in our country. Psalm 133, verse 1, "Behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. There is great importance in teamwork." God's ideal for the body of Christ is living in unity and giving one another encouragement. The enemy is trying to divide us, and a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. We are experiencing the spirit of Jezebel, which was a destructive spirit and a spirit that divided people and attacked people. Our part must be to report anyone speaking violence towards innocent people. We must be very aware of that, and we must avoid using words that create strife and confusion. The Apostle Paul spoke to the church about self-ambition, backbiting, and gossip. Father, right now in Jesus' name, Yeshua HaMashiach, I break every curse and every negative seed that has been sown. I release blessings you intend on your people. Help us all to guard our mouths and use our words to bless and build up your people and not tear them down in Jesus' name. Help us to put on the whole armor of God each day to withstand the enemy of our souls. Love, not hatred. Focus on the great love you have been given through Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, I speak to you right now to open my mind and heart and word to the needs of your people. So we will begin taking calls. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd like to get over to you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, I'd like to get over to you. Hello, I'd like to get over to you. Hi, I'd like to get
over
to
you. What can I do for
you? Overview.
Okay. Okay. Well, there's been some sadness, but it's passing away. We, like I said, we've had some very dark planets, and the enemy doesn't want us to get our wishes fulfilled. He would prefer us to believe that that can't happen, and that's a test of our faith. But good things should begin to happen. You have a lot to look forward to, and that is in the very near future. Promotion, financially, and an intimate partner. That will be very, very good. You know, it'll be worth the wait. You'll look back on this, and you'll know that it's worth the wait.
Okay.
God bless
All right,
you.
Thank you.
Keep the faith.
God
Keep the
bless.
Faith. Keep saying positive things. You know, I get up in the morning, and I say, I am ready for whatever good you have for me today, Lord, and just believe that he has something good for you, and you'll see things change. Okay.
All right, thank you. God bless.
You're welcome. God bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's move on here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Linda.
Hi,
Hello,
Linda.
It's Linda. Hi.
Hi, Linda.
Oh, boy. Where do we begin? Okay, just do it overall. Let's
Okay.
Let's not be difficult, okay?
Okay.
And I love you, just so you know.
Thank you. I love you, too. I love everyone in the love of Christ and want the best for them. Well, it looks like you're trying to balance some things, and it's been difficult. But this is a learning lesson, and this learning lesson is teaching you, it's showing you, actually, how wrong programming by others can affect a person. And I also have a job coming up, or job offer, I should say. So I show money improvement this month. This occurs. And also show improvement in your grandson. And a job for him. There's a job for him.
Oh, please don't let him make any money. He don't know. He's going to do bad stuff with it. Is he going to do bad stuff with it? Has he learned his lesson?
I think he's learning his lesson.
Uh-huh.
And I show great improvement when he goes back to school, too. He's going to make some good
money. Wait. I don't want him going to that school. I want him to go to Huntington. I'm paying for it.
That's what I mean. Whatever school he's going to, see. So it must not be the old school because I see new people, and better friendships and people, and he's going to be exposed to people that don't, you know, that have more positive thoughts.
Yeah, he's been doing that. And has he finally realized that, I'm going to make this quick because I don't want to hold everybody up, that these people that he thought were his friends are not his friends, that they just want his money for what they don't belong doing?
Yeah, he's going to
figure that out.
There's going to be a comparison,
okay,
a big comparison here, okay? When you're around people who are self-centered and manipulate, and then you meet people that are genuine and really care about you, you can see the difference. And that's what I'm showing, because he's going to see the difference. Okay?
Thank you, Jesus. God bless
you. You're welcome. Thank
you
for calling
again
and participating. Thank you. God bless.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's move on here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. Good to hear from you.
You as well. Anything you have to tell me?
Okay. Well, it's a little crazy right now. A little bit emotional. And, you know, there's concerns about money that's been spent, but you're in for a big surprise. Big, powerful.
Wonderful.
I got power card over surprise, so this is a big surprise. And it's got a two around it, which means since it's in the present line, it could be 2 hours, 2 days, but I don't think so, okay? I'm looking maybe at 2 weeks. I hope it is 2 hours, 2 days, but it looks like 2 weeks. It's not mine.
Okay.
And
that's
my
wonderful.
Other timing card, again, is in the near future. Very near future is a two as well. So I'm going to say that timing's probably right on. It has to do with money.
Okay.
Yay, yay, yay.
Okay, I'm writing it all down. Good. That's wonderful.
You'll be much better
okay.
when you get, you know, on your, but it's big money, Ace of Pentacles. You're going to celebrate life. There's that big surprise again. So I'm going to say that's got to be coming soon. It gives you a new beginning. It makes you feel better about yourself. It's the better part of your destiny. And I do recall that we saw in one of your previous readings that once you made a change, geographical change, that good things would happen. So I think that here
right.
it comes. Okay?
Thank you. That's wonderful. God bless you.
God bless you, too. And thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions. Okay. Let's move on here. Hello. You're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Long time no
see. Hi. I know.
Good
I
to
know.
Hear.
I just took a chance. Good to hear from you, too. I just took a chance and made the call, and lo and behold, this was the day you were doing the radio show, so I got lucky.
All right. Well, Jupiter, where Jupiter is right now, is lucky. Mm-hmm. It's very lucky, can be lucky in lots of ways. And so I will be starting back on Keene. I was in the hospital, and I did a party the other day, so I think I'm ready for that kind of activity. And that was a trial run for me, but I'm looking forward to coming back on Keene. So I'm thinking next week.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad that everything is better.
Oh, I'm stable. And when I have medication can keep me stable, you know. I mean, I have to watch my diet a little bit, which boo to that. But, you know, I know how to be disciplined.
Oh,
okay.
God.
Are you moving?
I'm so far I'm not planning on it. I'm still looking for work, for full-time work.
Okay.
So I'm hoping to get something soon so that I can move. I'm still with my parents right now.
Well, I know, and I see this move coming up. So this full-time, you've got something's coming up here it's in the present line. You could hear something in as little as a week,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to make you happy, and you're going to know that you it's a good opportunity. It's been crazy that we've had such dark planets. I'm surprised that we didn't go to war or something. I'm telling you, I thought there for a minute
yeah.
we were going to. But this is really, really good job, and it pays good money, and you'll be able to move. So
good.
You do have a
and
job
this,
coming
this
up.
This is something that I can get into permanently, not just a temp, not just temporary.
Okay, let's look at that. No, it's something that you've been wanting, and it pays good money,
okay.
and it's the skills you love. So I don't think it's the marketing thing.
Okay.
It might be, but
mm-hmm.
I know you love what the other work you do.
Yeah, it just
it shows
in
you
healthcare
getting what you
they're...
want, and I want to praise God
okay.
for this, and we're going to grab a hold of it right now and receive it. See, that's we have to learn how to be reapers. A lot of us are good givers. Whether we're, you know, tithing is not just about money; it's about giving. Like I'm tithing today. Okay, I'm tithing not
yeah.
only financially. I pay for this radio time, but I'm given to God's people, and so that's tithing as well. But you are a person, you know, in this world today, people that are real genuinely care are not exactly loved.
Mm.
And that's
true.
Why you met with a lot of opposition.
Yes.
There's a lot of things going on that aren't good, and that this is something that's been prophesied.
I met with a lot of opposition. Yeah, I met with a lot of opposition in that field that I tried as a second career in healthcare for 3 years, and that's why I left. There was so much evil, which surprised me about that industry. You would not think you would find so much evil in the healthcare industry. It's supposed to be loving and compassionate.
Oh, I know. I'm seeing
it
too. Trust
not.
Me, I'm seeing it.
Yeah.
I'm seeing it
yeah.
as well. It's all about money and
yeah,
power.
It is,
and,
truly.
And these mm-hmm. are things that were prophesized that would happen in the last days. And
mm-hmm.
But you know what?
Hmm.
I try to talk to God before I make decisions or do anything about changing
mm-hmm.
anything. And right now we really need his protection, and he's going to help those that he loves. And I really do see a beautiful breakthrough coming for you. And I'm going to thank the Lord right now, because that's something the church has been praying for you. And we don't always
good.
Get
thank
the things
you.
Right when we want them. You know, it seems like,
mm-hmm.
why all this timing? But that's something
yeah.
I can't answer.
But
I'm glad
I
to see what I'm seeing. And, you
good.
Know, just be receptive to it. Say, this would be nice. This would be nice.
Okay. Okay.
Okay?
I will meditate.
And I'll see
yes,
you
absolutely.
Can...
Yes,
God
sure
bless
will.
You.
Thank
you for participating. Thank
God bless
you,
God you
bless.
Too. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, let's move right along here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy.
Hello.
How are you? Hey, dear. Sorry, I can't talk very well. I just came from the dentist, so I'm probably slurring a little
oh.
bit, so I apologize.
Ouch. Ouch, ouch.
Yes,
yeah, they can
I hate
brutal.
The dentist.
Sometimes they don't, you know.
Yes.
They can. Let's
mm-hmm.
see what's coming up for you.
Well, you gave a lot of great information, and that really helped me for a lot of situations that I'm going through. I mean, it seems like all angles are coming at me, but I'm fighting back. I got the new job. I'm working through it and just trying to get through it, you know?
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I show
that. And I'm really worried about that.
Life.
Good. Thank you. Finally,
yeah.
the years that
yeah,
I worked through.
Yeah, and I really see that leaving. And
mm-hmm.
you've been really burdened and tried.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people have let you down.
Yes.
But the rest of this year looks really good. You have an adventure coming
what?
Up, something brand new.
What do you mean by adventure?
A little, you know.
The what?
A man. an adventure with a man.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. Well, I need to get a job first so I can offer myself and be productive, you know, and be prepared. Exactly. I am. Am I going to finish up with this court case thing? That's another thing. And pull myself out of the. Yes, and that as well as the house. I'm trying to work things out or whatever with the mortgage company, too.
Yes, indeed. And it's been a long struggle.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a fight. It's been tried to wear you down. But things are changing.
I'm still standing.
And I'm showing September, something in September the 1st is of receiving, not just, you're going to hear about it before then, but actually receiving money.
September the 10th is the court date.
I got the Nine of Coins and the Ten of Coins.
September the 10th
is
the court date. Will we have to go to court?
Doesn't look like it.
There's two parts to this. There's two parts to this, so.
Okay. Let me look at it again.
Mm-hmm.
Part number two. Mm-hmm.
This is for the back injury, for the accident.
Yeah, this has been crazy, all right. Comes up, it's been crazy. No, it changes quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, we've run out of being able to delay this any longer. I show you celebrating in about 3 weeks, which puts us at the 1st of September. So I'm going to hold on to that timing.
Great. Oh, that sounds wonderful. Good news.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Yes, it is.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. And what about my son? Is he going to, I know he's coming out of whatever he was going through, but he's going to continue to deal with this if he doesn't seek counseling and help.
Okay.
The depression and whatever else he's going through. I want him to see counseling. I
he
keep
is,
speaking
I
to him on
he
that.
He is strengthening.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, there's still some mental issues, but he's tempering them. You're going to see a big change
this
in him.
This is a concussion.
Yeah.
Okay. And when is that going to happen? Job-wise,
well,
is he going to get a job?
Well, the brain
job,
can heal
or?
Itself. The brain
yes.
can heal itself, but it's not overnight. And, you know, there's a lot of things that you should make sure that he gets his B vitamins. I did a show on the brain a while back. It's in the archives. And it gives you exactly what supplements for healing. And but he's coming out of it. He's strengthening right now, it says in the present line.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
He's going to make you happy. And I think... this has been a real learning lesson for him.
Good.
I see some kind of training or going to some kind of schooling coming up this fall.
Oh, if he go back to school, that's excellent. If he goes back to school or even just therapy.
I don't think he had the confidence
so he can get his
before. I think he
mindset.
Lacked in confidence. Yeah.
Yeah, this
he,
way
he
had
lacked
been,
in confidence.
He had, but the thing is, he had been with school. He had always been an honor roll student all the way up in school for engineering. And then, you know, this happens. So the struggle that he's been going through with this brain injury.
Yeah, it took away his confidence.
It took away everything.
It took away his confidence. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's change. Turn around. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father God. I know you've been praying.
Yes,
we've all
absolutely.
Been praying. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
That.
God bless you. Thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions. God bless you.
Thank you, dear.
Mhm. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Daisy, it's Vicki. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm sorry,
Over
I'm outside. So I'm going to put this phone on mute so you don't hear the background noise.
Okay. I don't hear anything.
That's because you're on mute.
Okay. Well, it shows that you are looking forward to some changes here. There's changes in your financial outlook. There's changes in your personal outlook and an opportunity. And these are quickly going to happen now. You know, we need to make decisions sometimes. We wonder why we have delays because we haven't made it. But you've been making good decisions. The remainder of this year is going to be a lot better than the first part of this year. And what you were disillusioned about, you're going to have a remedy for. You're going to come to some sort of conclusion. This is a relationship that has not gone away, you know, for years and many moons. But you are going to have a conclusion. So you are going to be able to put your mind at rest about it.
Okay. I hope so.
Okay.
I hope it's a good ending, but we'll see.
It is a good ending. That's what I'm saying. You're going to be able to put your... If it wasn't a good ending, you'd still be dealing with it. Because you like to have happy endings, closure, some kind of... Okay, I'm come to a conclusion with this. And until you have that, you won't leave it alone.
That's true. That's true.
You might leave it alone for a long period of time, but you'll always come back to it. And I see you finally concluding it.
That works.
After all these years.
Thank God. Thank God. Okay.
Yep.
That was very helpful.
Thank
you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you, and thank you for participating with Spiritual. Thank you. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
I want to talk about the Spirit of the Lord talking to me about the current events in the world. Proverbs 6:16-19 emphasizes that these things should stop. On both sides of the fence. Hate destroys. Jesus asked us to love one another. It's the only commandment he gave us. You know, he fulfilled the other 10 and the other 613 laws, food laws and all that. We need to pray for our country, not necessarily whether we like a person that's in charge or anything, but we have to live here. And being divided could bring enemies on to destroy us. So we need to become strong and unite as Christians. We really do. And we need to get above politics, serve God, and trust in him. Okay, I have another caller here in the queue. Let's take this call. Hello? Hello? You're on the air. Hello? Just a listener. Okay. All right. So right now I want to pray, Heavenly Father, help us to unite in your love and trust you with the right people in office to govern our country. We have enemies known and unknown. So as a group today, we are praying. We're praying for peace and unity. As only you can give us in Jesus' name. Remember, all change begins in the mind. Okay, I have another caller in the queue here. Let's take this call. Hello? Hello? Okay. All right. Let's talk about manipulation for a minute, which I feel a lot of that's going on. People who use anger to get things done. However, it's manipulation. If you have to make somebody feel guilty to get them to do what you think they should do, you're manipulating them. Whatever immediate results you get, you will eventually lose. If you have to use anger to get someone to hear or understand you, again, you're using manipulation, and it will eventually backfire. God calls this witchcraft. Read in Galatians 5, verses 19 to 21, and it's known as the work of the flesh. It's not even a spiritual force, but it is a force of the flesh. It uses the flesh's power to get things to change. That's what witchcraft is, a demonic substitute for spiritual power. Instead of using the word of God and the fruit of the Spirit to change something, people use anger, hatred, manipulation, guilt, etc. These works produce death, not life, and whatever results they get won't last. We must recognize how ineffective this is, and we have to break this cycle. So don't get discouraged. Understand the importance of being free from anger and manipulation. And even if you have a real struggle with it, know that it can change. And remember, a sense of powerlessness is the root of all negative emotions. You have the power to change it. God, Jesus gave us authority over every evil spirit. We need to start using that authority, believing in that authority, and acting on it. We don't want a worse thing to come upon our country or our life or our lifestyle. Originally, everyone was welcome here. They came here with good intentions, not bad intentions. They're still welcome here. It's just that they can't force their way in and they can't manipulate us. It just can't be done. We can't allow it. So if we need to grow our faith, now remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, Hebrews 11:1. The Bible said God has given each of us a measure of faith. So each of us has a measure of faith. And remember, Jesus said the faith is, of a grain of mustard seed. So that's all we need. Okay, there are other callers in the queue. I'm going to take some more calls here. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Oh, hang up. Okay. All right, I think I'm picking up people that are just listening, so because it just keeps happening when I click on to answer the call, they hang up. So remember, change begins in our mind, and I know that we can overcome this. It is very, very spiritually sound. We're watching the scriptures be fulfilled in the news each and every day. So I'm going to close the radio show today, and I'm going to pray that each and every one of us and all the people who participated, whether listening or calling in, be blessed and realize that our times are in the hands of God, and you will connect with Him, have a personal relationship with Him. You know, ask him about things that are troubling you, and trust him to lead you and guide you. Until next time, my friends, be blessed, and thank you for participating with Spiritual Perception. God bless you, and thank all of you. Till next time.